وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
سيد عبد الله الموسوي.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, السلام عليكم ورحمته وبركاته, and welcome to IRIB English Radio, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. We are looking at human rights from the perspective of Ashura, Muharram, and the Battle of Karbala, the uprising of Imam Hussein alayhi salam in general. And we said it's all revolving around human rights. And no matter how much I personally look at the events of Karbala and the movement of Imam Hussein, every day and every time I look at it, I find something new that I've never seen before. Because every action that Imam did, every word that he said, you can dissect it and you can find and reach something new that you've never learned before. Now, one of the lessons we learn in the Battle of Karbala in terms of human rights is loyalty to one another. And also it's a basic human right. Now, you see Imam Hussein alayhi salam in his movement from Medina to Mecca, from Mecca towards Karbala. Historically, it's been narrated that when he left Mecca towards Iraq, thousands of people joined his camp. But slowly, slowly, these thousands of people that joined Imam Hussein, when they heard that Yazid is coming with an army to kill Imam Hussein, and obviously, you know, things will not go as smoothly for Imam Hussein as they thought, one by one, they started to, you know, run away, or at least disappear. They started to vanish. By the time Imam Hussein alayhi salam reached Karbala, there was only about a handful of people, 72 companions as far as we've been told. Even some narratives, they say it could be 200, some said it could be 300, some even pushed it to, I don't know, maybe 1,000, 2,000. But the majority of people have left Imam Hussein alayhi salam, and we've been told there are only 72 people who stayed with him, give or take. Obviously, I don't want to get into this discussion of how many were with Imam Hussein. But only the handful stayed with Imam Hussein. Only the loyal people stayed with Imam Hussein. Loyalty is a trait that I and you need to possess and need to apply with one another. We need to have with one another. That I, when I see you in times of hardship, in times of need, I have to come to your help and stay with you. I need to come to your help and stay with you. I need to help you throughout these hard times that you're going through. I should not abandon you. And as you can see that Imam Hussein alayhi salam with his companions, even he said to them, you're free to go. The army, they want me. If they kill me, then they have no need for you. So go. And at the time, he said to them, look, the night is dark. And just disappear. Just spread around and just leave me. In the morning, they just want me. And those people, one of them got up and he said to them, Ya Abu Abdullah, if they kill me, they burn me, and they throw my ashes in the wind, and they do that 1,000 times, we would never leave you. Now, that is loyalty at its best, right? So we as human beings, we need to also be loyal to one another, especially as brothers and sisters. We need to stand firm with one another against diversities, against calamities, against difficulties. We live in difficult time, and if we do not hold each other's hand, we surely will be weak and we will be eaten by our enemies. Now, before we continue, let us take a short break and then we will come back, inshallah.
Dear listeners, you're listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. So Imam Hussein alayhi salam, he had the most loyal of companions. In terms of, obviously, first and foremost, they did not leave him alone. They stayed by him, even though he made them offers to leave. And he said, you know, I hold nothing against you on Day of Judgment. You're free to leave. I'm giving you my, permission to leave. And they refused. Some of them, they went to extreme level of showing their loyalty. Some of them, for example, when Imam Hussein alayhi salam sent them messages and letters that he's moving towards Karbala and they need to join him, some of them, they left their families, they left their wives, they left their kids, they left their wealth, they left everything they had just to go and join Imam Hussein. And obviously, they knew what the cost will be in joining Imam Hussein alayhi salam. But they never thought of it for a minute. They said, we are going. Sometimes, as we've been told through the stories of Karbala, sometimes Imam Hussein alayhi salam, he would pass a person in his way to Karbala and he would ask them to join him. And a person would go and, you know, he has his wife with him and he goes and he divorces his wife and says, you're free to go. I'm joining Imam Hussein alayhi salam. They were so loyal to the Imam in terms of they gave everything for his sake. And when we say for his sake, not for Imam Hussein as a person, because sometimes I do something for you because you're my friend. And sometimes, no, I do something for you for the sake of the friendship between us. So Imam Hussein alayhi salam, his companions were loyal to him, not for him as a person, but what he holds as values, rather what he embeds as Islam. He represents Islam. So whatever they did for Imam Hussein, in reality, they were doing it for Islam. In reality, to be even more specific, they were doing it for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Imam Hussein, he was a projection. He was the manifestation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on earth. So whatever they did, they done for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they sacrificed themselves, they sacrificed their families, they sacrificed their wealth, their children, everything for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what we call loyalty. Me and you, like I said, sometimes we're not required to sacrifice that much. You know, I don't need to leave my wife and my family and my kids and my work in order to help you and to, you know, to stand with you. Sometimes I just need you to make a phone call. Sometimes I just need you to write a letter. Sometimes I just need you to, give me a ride from A to B. I don't require much. And you don't require much. So as Muslims, as brothers, as even human beings, we need to be loyal to one another, especially at times of hardship, at times of need. And like I said, the world we live in, the society that we live in, it seems to be getting worse and worse day by day. And you can see that everything is rising up, like the cost of living is rising up, the cost of food is rising up. So a lot of people around the world are suffering. Many Muslims around the world don't have even food to eat. In winter, they don't have, you know, clothes or blankets to keep themselves warm. In summer, they don't have nothing to keep them cool. And generally speaking, they have nothing. Our loyalty towards our fellow Muslims and to our fellow human beings, it has to be always there. In the same way that we saw the companions of Imam Hussein alayhi salam did with him. And that's just a basic, simple lesson that me and you need to learn. We will leave it here. Stay with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. اللهم صل على محمد وآله اللهم صل على محمد وآله